Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, June 24th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn up a half a cent, 325 and a half, July wheat steady, 486, July beans up a quarter, 875 and a quarter. Really not a whole lot going on overnight, relatively small ranges. We've got the dollar up 28 ticks and the crude down 35 a barrel. So neither one of those is helpful for the grains here this morning. But it's just kind of a mixed bag. Some people are talking about big corn yields already. I think it's a little bit early to see that, but I think we're going to have a pretty healthy crop unless the weather really turns very hot, very dry, very quickly here. We're only a week away from July. That's when we're going to make or break this crop. And we don't see any real major threats out there for the time being. The beans, on the other hand, the talk continues to be that China wants to buy more beans. They're looking actively to buy, but we didn't see any export announcements of any kind this morning, so that's always a little bit negative. We have the funds heavily short corn, heavily short meal, so if they can find a reason to shake them in, it would certainly be positive for this market. But the first step would be a close over 334 in July corn, and you know it's 13 cents away roughly. I just don't see us getting up there anytime soon. So we've got some hurdles to climb in this grain market. The beans seem to be the only market that have a little bit of a spark to them. But I don't know that the beans will hold up if corn and wheat continue to move lower out here. We'll get the acreage report next week. It should be slight reductions in corn and a little bit of an increase in the beans. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.